Grace and peace to you from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourself, "We have Abraham as our ancestor." For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us to bear fruit worthy of repentance, to walk in your steps, to walk a life of righteousness, to do the right thing. So Heavenly Father, through your holy word today, encourage us in our journey as Christians following the way of Jesus to bear those fruits, to be a shining beacon of light, to be instructive to those around us so that your will may be known to all mankind. Lord, open our ears and our hearts now. Pour in your word, your promise to us. And at our last breath, be there to greet us into heaven where we will live with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What if I preached like John the Baptist? What if I was as blunt and direct as he is? What if one Sunday I began my sermon like this? "So what brought you slithering in here today, you sons of snakes? Why are you here? To get out of the cold, or the heat in this case, to see your friends, to make yourself feel better about how faithful and good you are, to get a cup of coffee and a biscuit? Are you here to give God that wish list you call prayer? And don't even start with me about who you are and your Lutheran ancestry. I don't care how many committees you've served on, what you've done for this place, or how much money you've given. I want to know what you're doing with your life. Where are you headed? I don't want some polite, banal answer. This isn't dress up and pretend time." Well, present company excluded. "This is serious, and there are consequences to the way we live and the choices we make. So if you're here to change your ways, to live a different life, to open yourself to God, to truly love your neighbour as yourself, then show it. Live it. Let that be seen by the choices you make, the priorities you establish, the actions you take, and the words you speak. If that's not why you're here, then get out. Go and crawl back under the rock you came from." You can see how seriously they take me, don't you, Andrew? They know me too well. "Would you be offended? How would you feel? What would you do if I preached like John the Baptist? Call Bishop David? Meet in the car park afterwards and plot my demise? Make some phone calls? Send some emails? Would you get angry and leave? Withhold your offering? Would you come and talk to me about it or ask the elders to straighten me out? Would you ignore the sermon?" I would. "Would you change your life?" Most of us don't want to hear messages like John's. I don't. We're pretty content with our lives in the world. Not content in the sense that everything is perfect and as we want, but that we've settled into a routine that works for us. Maybe we're overwhelmed and feel powerless to do anything. Maybe we're just too tired and too busy to make a change. Maybe we've been hurt or disappointed so many times that we've become indifferent or cynical. Maybe we're so distracted or overcommitted that we've lost sight that there is need of only one thing, as St. Luke tells us. Maybe we feel stuck and paralyzed to do anything different from what we're already doing. There are as many ways of settling as there are people here today. We find a way to manage our lives that at least outwardly seems to be working. We learn how to play the game and sometimes even win. We become comfortable, maybe even numb. And we don't want John or anyone else to mess up our life, our plans, or our system. Thank you very much. We fit in just to get along. And that's true for all of us, whether preacher or parishioner. John's kind of preaching can easily drive people away. It's a hard message to hear. It holds a mirror before us, and we often see things we don't want to see or deal with. It's challenging, critical, and uncomfortable. And yet today's gospel says that the people of Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region along the Jordan were going out to hear him. Even the religious authorities, the Pharisees and Sadducees, were there. Why? I believe there's something in us that actually wants and even needs to hear John's message. We know that we can see and name the cracks in the veneer of our lives. We know when our lives are out of whack. We know the ways in which we resist or avoid others and struggle with certain relationships. We contradict ourselves. We betray ourselves and our own integrity. We can see patterns and habits that aren't helpful to us or others. But sometimes we just don't want to look into that mirror. It's easy to believe that's just how it is and how it'll always be. That's just me, that's my life, and I'll settle for what it is rather than what it might be. I'll turn away from my future, ensuring that what's always been will continue to be. That's when we need to hear John the Baptist. We don't need him to tell us that we need to change. We need him to remind us that we can change, that life can be different. We need to hear a message of hope and possibility. That's what Advent is about, hope, possibilities, the coming of the one who is more powerful to fill us with the Holy Spirit and fire. I think we all need to be reminded of that. Life can be different. That's the message of John the Baptist. It's the first thing he says in today's gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. In earlier days, whenever the pastor said the word repent, I'd check myself. Uh-oh, he's caught me out again. I'd better pull my socks up, sort myself out and get into line. It meant being remorseful, sorry for my behaviour, trying harder and doing my best to be good. I thought if I could just be good enough, and I actually said this to Pastor John Weir when I first went to the Lutheran church with my wife Catherine. I said to the pastor, look, I'm not a bad bloke, Pastor, give us a few rules to live by and I'll be right. I actually said that to him. He said, Greg, they're called the Ten Commandments, but there's so much more I want to teach you. And he did, a fine pastor, John Weir. I thought if I could just be good enough and do it all right, then everything would work out. But life has a way of raining on that parade. I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure everyone could tell stories about trying their hardest, making the right decisions, meeting all expectations, and things still didn't pan out the way they intended. So where does that leave us? Saints, what if repentance is about something more than a program of self-improvement? What if repentance calls us to return to our truer selves, the lives we have in Christ, to stand with integrity and refuse to betray ourselves, to attend to what's going on in our hearts rather than our outward condition or the image we want to project to others? The way I think about repentance now is that it's like learning to walk. It's not so much about the falling down, but whether we're willing to get back up when we do fall. It's less about finding a comfortable groove to stay in, and more about opening ourselves up to explore a less certain, but more exciting future. What if repentance is simply about the opportunity to change our mind? have a change of heart and change the direction of our life so that it's not so much about guilt or innocence, but about wholeness and fullness. Less about the past and where we've come from, and more about the future and where we're headed. Repentance gives us a future. It invites, calls for, and implores a change, a response from us. It doesn't have to be huge or fix everything. It's not a once and for all thing. Repentance is a way of life. We repent our way through life. We repent our way into wholeness. What's one change that would bring more wholeness and fullness to your life? Consider making a change that would deepen a relationship you have. Consider making a change that would open your eyes to beauty in the world. Consider making a change that would help you love and accept yourself more than you do. Consider making a change that would soften your heart to the pain and need of someone else. Give some thought to one change you could make today that would open the way to forgiving yourself or another person. What is one change that you could begin making today that would let you turn to the future with hope and the possibility of the seemingly impossible? One change. A new start, a future. That's Advent. And Advent promises that something is coming. Saints, God is calling you to repent, not because you're slithering sons of snakes, but because you're worth it. May the Lord, in His infinite mercy, grant you grace to believe this and keep you in the grace of your baptism. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's join together in singing, O Father, my Father. Together. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Thank you, and God bless you, brother. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Please be seated. St. Paul says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank and praise you that you have lavished grace upon grace to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could bring praise to you. Guide your church to show your grace and compassion to all who we meet, that all peoples may be drawn to glorify you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for your Son's just and righteous rule. Let your Spirit guide the leaders of our land, that they may judge with righteousness for the poor and decide with equity for all in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You make the wolf lie down with the lamb. Fill the earth with such knowledge of you that weak and strong may live together in safety and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for sending us messengers of repentance in every age. Help us to listen to your voice and produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick among us and others that we know about. Heather's brother Morris, who's in ICU in the Lower McEwen Hospital. Lord, grant him comfort and peace. Let him rest as the nurses and doctors attend to him. And remind him that you are always with him. Father, we lift up before you Maxine Voigt as she is to undergo surgery in this coming week. Is that right, Maxine?
Yes.
In this coming week on her back at St. Andrew's Hospital. Father, give the doctors quick minds, skillful hands, and all who are there in whatever capacity, joy and compassion in serving Maxine's needs. And Lord, we pray for Graham, who is to enter hospital this week. Give the doctors once again clear thought and sight to work out the best way to serve Graham's needs. And Lord, for all those who will recover quickly, bring them back to us to worship here. Those you choose to take home, Lord, greet them with that beautiful saying, welcome good and faithful servant. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father and eternal Judge, your Son will come to judge all people and reveal the secrets of all hearts. Make us trustworthy servants, so that we may praise you on the day when Jesus Christ returns, who lives and reigns with you and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for that is fitting and right. It is indeed right and good, Lord God, Holy Father, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. You fulfilled your promise to comfort your people by sending Jesus the Redeemer and to make all things new through him when he comes to judge the world and set it right. And so, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we adore and praise your glorious name, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
1, 2. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Amen. Please be seated. Saints, Jesus is here with us again, as he always promises to be, where two or more gather in his name. He loves you, and he invites you now to receive everything that God has to give you. That is his love, his mercy, his peace, his forgiveness. Come now, for all things are ready, in, with, and under, bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ. Come. God bless you, Elizabeth. God bless you, and peace be with you, Maxine. God bless you, Eva. God bless you, Kyle. God bless you, Erica. God bless you. God bless you, Grace. God bless you,
Grace.
God bless you, Cheryl. God bless you,
Melvin.
God bless you,
Melvin.
God bless you,
Dean.
God bless you,
Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, Gary. God bless you, Jill. God bless you. God bless you, Andy. God bless you, Ian. God bless you, Ian. God bless you, God. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, God. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. Take and drink. This is the holy, precious blood of Jesus, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy, precious blood protect you in body, mind and soul and serve the Lord with joy and thanksgiving. Amen. After two, one, two. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forevermore. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. For his love endures forever. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have fed us with this promise of salvation. We pray that through it you would graciously strengthen us in faith toward you and in love toward one another, so that we may be prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ our Saviour. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. God be praised forevermore. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favour and give you peace. Amen, amen, amen. Let's close singing, O Come All Ye Faithful, first three verses. Please rise.
joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. God of God, light of light, lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Not created, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Go in God's peace, filled with his grace and his love, to the point where you're overflowing and bursting to tell others about the love that Christ has for them. The scriptures say that Christ died for all, not some, but all. Shame is that not everybody knows that and they need to hear it. So if you're going to Clipsal or you're going to music tonight or whatever you're doing, let people know the love that God has for them. God bless you. I'll greet you at the door.